I'm Phil Nee, in for Joanne Krulotz with a look at news. One of the vacant seats on the Richland County Board of Supervisors was filled last night. At its meeting, Tiffany Thompson was seated to represent District 9. Following the seating of Thompson, a public hearing was held on the proposed 2026 budget, which includes advancement of one step on wage scale for all full-time employees, the addition of radio tower technician and radio tower operations funding, restructuring of administration, Simons, emergency services, and HHS staff, and a focus on maintaining and enhancing cybersecurity. The proposed revenue includes taxes of $1.8 million, intergovernmental revenue at $7.6 million, regulation and compliance of $150,500, public charges for services at $16.5 million, other general revenues of $1.1 million, commercial revenues of $610,900, highway at $13 million, a tax levy of $10.8 million for a total revenue of $51.8 million. Expenses include general government at $4 million, public safety at $5.6 million, health and social services at $21.2 million, transportation at $32,500, highways at $14.7 million, culture at $344,500, public areas at $617,800, special education at $170,900, natural resources at $574,200, county planning at $186,150, county development at $7,500, debt service at $3.8 million, capital projects at $296,000 for a total of $51.8 million. The biggest obstacle in the proposed budget was for the county ambulance service. Many residents are upset with the new billing configuration for the townships. Richland Township is opposed, as according to Gordon Palmer of Richland Township, they will be billed for all calls to Pine Valley Community Village, which is owned by the county, and the township gets nothing in return. County Administrator Tricia Clements said that they built a budget to keep the ambulance service and the employees they have. She does not want to see the ambulance service go away. After much discussion from county supervisors and residents in attendance, a motion was then made to adjust the budget to take the ambulance fees to Pine Valley off of Richland Township and put it on the ambulance budget, which was approved. A motion was then made to amend the budget to take the money budgeted in the Parks Fund to cover ambulance calls to the county from the city. That amendment was also passed. Following the public hearing, the board approved awarding the sale of $1,085,000 in general obligation promissory notes for the purpose of capital improvements to Piper Sandler and Company of New York, New York, at an interest rate of 4.57 for a total interest fee of $13,990. The Richland County Board of Supervisors then approved the 2026 proposed budget for Richland County with a county tax levy of $6.7 million, a library tax levy of $209,466, a county bridge aid levy of $37,820, a chargeback levy of $990, and a county debt levy of $3.8 million, and that the sum of $10.8 million to be levied on all taxable property in the county for 2026. In other action concerning the ambulance service, the board voted down a three-month interim memorandum of agreement for ambulance services and to stay with the original 12-month agreement, good through January 1, 2027. The town of Richland and the city of Richland Center will receive revised contracts showing the changes made in the amendments made by the board for calls to county-owned property. The Board of Supervisors also approved a purchase offer from the Richland School District to purchase the campus gymnasium and Melville Hall on the former Richland campus for $1. The school district would be responsible for the expenses incurred for surveying and such needed to break off those two buildings from the campus configuration. The school district would also work with Simons so that the gymnasium could be shared between the two. The purchase agreement will now go to the Richland School District Board of Education for approval. The budget for the 2025-26 year was presented by Richland School District business official John Bosworth at last night's annual meeting. The budget is showing a deficit at this time of $771,000. The proposed tax levy is $10.7 million with a mill rate of $8.60 per $1,000 of property value. Bosworth also explained that the school voucher portion of the budget, which the district collects and is then given to the state to disperse, increased by about $300,000 to $1.2 million. Those in attendance approved a tax levy in the amount of $8,419,802 for the purpose of paying necessary expenses to operate and maintain the schools of the district during the 25-26 school year. Included in the amount is $183,445 for principal and interest payments on district debt service within the revenue limit. A tax in the amount of $2,193,041 for referenda-approved debt service, and a tax in the amount of $120,000 for the Community Service Fund. In other action, the board approved reimbursement for board members, the sale of district property not being used by the district, the ability to obtain a short-term loan when necessary, to purchase real property to be used by the district, and to lease property. The next annual meeting of the Richland School District will be held Wednesday, October 21st, 2026 at 7 o'clock. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged to 645 North Central Avenue in Richland Center for the report of a house fire last night around 5:40. Six fire units and 34 firefighters responded. Upon arrival, officers found heavy smoke coming from the upstairs windows and fire visible from the main floor. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the attic and kitchen area of the home. There was heavy smoke, water, and fire damage to the whole structure. Firefighters were on the scene for 2 hours, and no injuries were reported. The Richland Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center City Police Department, Richland EMS, and City Utilities. Legislation being introduced at the Capitol could provide transparency about local drinking water. La Crosse Democratic Representative Jill Billings authors the Water Quality Notification Act, which would require the Department of Natural Resources to notify local health departments when it discovers unsafe contamination in groundwater. Billings hopes to get the bill in front of a committee this session. Republican State Senator Jesse James and Representative Todd Novak are also authors on the bill. The third annual Pumpkin Fest will be held Saturday in Richland Center. One of the many activities is the Pumpkin Decorating Contest. Entries for the contest are due soon. Suzanne Anderson is the creator and organizer of Pumpkin Fest.
Decorate your pumpkin. You're going to bring it to the courthouse lawn on Wednesday, October 22nd, between the hours of 3 and 6:30. We'll check you in. You can either register online at our Pumpkin Fest Facebook page, or you can grab a registration form and you can get it filled out the day of that you bring your pumpkin. So either way, everything's free to enter, so bring it out. You'll also receive a Christie's cupcake when you enter and a hot dog donated by Walmart. Also, Oakwood Fruit Farm has donated some apples for us that evening, and we're just going to have a great time that night registering all the pumpkins.
The 5K and 10K runs and a 1.5-mile walk at Simon's Recreation Complex will be held on Saturday. You can register for the run walk in advance at simonsrec.com. Suzanne Anderson says that Pumpkin Fest will also feature activities after the run walk.
Right down on the courthouse lawn, we'll have a petting zoo, and that's going to be sponsored by Christy Sunnyside, Edward D. Jones, Katie Bedward, and Twin Pines Ridgetop Airbnb, Sheila Troxel and family. So we so appreciate everybody's commitment to that. The Tiny Acres will be down there with their petting zoo. We'll have 4-H clubs selling caramel apple slices. Key Club will have kids games that day, and Schmidt Woodland Hills and Discovery Play School will have a bake sale.
There will be fun for all at the third annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest this weekend. More information can be found on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization for the incidental taking of rare fish, which may result from the Interstate Highway 39-90-94 Phase 3 and 4 project in Columbia County. The presence of the state-endangered starhead top minnow is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some fish. The DNR concludes that the proposed project will minimize the impacts to the species by adhering to conservation measures. And Wisconsin's pheasant hunting season is officially underway. The daily bag limit of 2 roosters per day remains in effect until the end of the season on January 4th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is planning to stock roughly 75,000 pheasants on over 80 properties statewide. Hunters can use the DNR's Fields and Forest Lands interactive game bird hunting tool to locate properties stocked with pheasants. The tool also allows hunters to use aerial maps, topography, and measuring tools to identify areas of interest and make their trips more productive and enjoyable. More information is available on the DNR's website.